Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly. Thank you, clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Hello.
How's everybody going out there?
Fine, how are you? Oh, sorry.
And how are you going over there?
I'm sleepies.
Oh.
I am in need of long sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a long weekend and then we had a short weekend, and I don't like these short ones.
No,
short. Or, you know, regular weekends.
Regular weekends.
I want 3-day weekends to be regular weekends.
Yes, agreed.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
All right, so coming up, like 2 weeks, I don't know, very soon, very short.
10 days.
Yeah. We have our next pendulum party, October 20th. Yes. So if you're around Sydney looking for something to do, come out and join us. We're going to have some fun, sexy times.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I will have just landed from Brisbane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. So you're either going to be in need of a long sleep or you're going to be like super hyped and ready to go.
I'm going to need long sleep. That's pretty much my normal state of being. Where's Bradford? Oh, he's sleeping.
Does that mean you're going to be the starfish this time?
I am starfish.
I love it.
I am starfish. Hear me snore.
Yes, and we are also 1 month out, like almost exactly. It's awesome. 1 month out from our escape to the tropics.
I'm so ready for that.
It's the full resort takeover with exclusively RHP. I realize we're, you know, a month out, but, you know, we've got a couple rooms left. If anybody's still interested, let us know. But yeah, no, I'm super ready for that. Holiday, warmth, sunshine, cocktails, relaxing. I don't even care about the cocktails. I just want to relax and have sexy people around.
Agreed.
So yeah, super stoked for that.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then after we get back, we have another pendulum party.
We do. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be some nice partying back to back to back.
And then Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where I have ho, ho, ho and long sleep.
No, and your birthday.
We don't care about that. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about tonight?
So we had a request on Discord this week from our dear moderator friend. And it was ideas for wedding anniversary presents. So kinky, sexy, different wedding anniversary gifts.
I see how this is. He's too lazy to come up with new stuff, so he's asking us to do it.
Well, there was a whole lot of discussion around one couple having their anniversary and whatnot, so yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's got an anniversary coming up. Go Bradford and Angela around to solve some answers.
So I just Googled wedding anniversary gifts, like, you know, so I could get a list of like what you're supposed to.
And there's like multiples, aren't there? Yeah. Like there's the modern and then there's the old.
Yeah.
And then there's the traditional and then there's the.
Oh, I only have traditional and modern.
Okay, maybe that's it.
But I also just went with the very top first site that came up, right? I
mean, that's what normal people do when they Google.
Yeah, so I didn't go to any further, did not look. So if this is not what you see on your site, I really don't care.
Off you fuck. We don't want to hear it.
Because this is just for fun. But what I do find interesting, so you do have traditional themes and you have modern themes, but like traditional goes every year up until 25 and then we go in fives up until 60. So you can't, you know, be married longer than 60.
Well, also, no, you just don't buy gifts.
Oh, sure. And then the in-betweens after 25, we don't care about anymore either.
No, of course not.
And then
is there 100? Is it diamond?
No, there's not. Not on here.
You'd be married for 100 years. I guess mean, if you got married at birth.
If you live to, depending on what state you're in or where you're allowed to marry and things, you could potentially, like, if you lived 114, if you got married when you were 14.
You're in the state of hell or delusion.
And you had to have your parents' permission and blah, blah, blah. But the modern gifts, they go every year up until 16. And then we skip up to 20, 21, and then 24 and 30. So I don't know what happens with the modern gift ideas.
24?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. There's no 25.
No. Mm. Again, not on this site. There's, you know, I mean, maybe I should try site number two. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. Here, let's see what site number two says.
Okay.
We go one through. Oh, this one has a color and a gemstone as well.
Ooh, I like colors.
Okay. So do we want to do, let's do this one.
Okay. Is it more the traditional or the modern? Do you know?
It has.
Still has both?
Both. Traditional, modern, color, and gemstone. So it has a lot
of. Does it have something for 25?
Well, the other one did for traditional, but yes, this has something for 25.
For modern?
For both modern. Oh, I see why the other one didn't. It's the same. Anyway.
Okay. You're just supposed to keep getting the same things over and over again.
Okay. So do we want to do this one that has colors and gemstones?
Sure. Let's ignore the gemstones unless they're really special.
Yeah.
Because, like, no offense to people born in that month, but nobody cares about your opal.
Yeah. Okay. So year number one, traditional.
Paper.
Yes. And then modern theme. Do you know that one?
Paper.
Clocks.
Clocks.
Oh, I have a suggestion on this one.
Stopwatch. You can do it, baby. You go longer.
More than 3 seconds.
You're on lap three.
Oh, I thought you meant, never mind.
I meant like people's laps.
Right. Okay. No, I was thinking clocks. What's right in front of me? We have a sex position clock up on our wall.
Oh, we do. That's correct.
Like, that would be awesome if you have a place you can hang it up that, you know, might be child free and things like that.
I don't think kids would know what that is until they're like,
yeah, 12, 14. Maybe. Yeah.
So just move them out of that room once they hit 12 or 14.
Wait, you're going to hang it up in your kid's room?
No. But it would be a great mobile.
Actually, it would be, yeah. Okay, so do you have a suggestion for paper and or clock?
Clock, no, other than what you've already said. But paper, like an erotic story that you wrote and had printed out and made into a book.
Okay, you're way more creative than I am. Because my erotic story would be super short and probably not very sexy.
I'm sure there's websites that'll make it for you.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you can put your partners and your name in there and all the people that you like to have sex with.
Okay. That actually is a really good suggestion.
I'm a genius.
You are.
Just pretty
funny. I should just let you buy all of my gifts for you in the future.
So basically you're giving me money.
That's paper.
It is. Well, not in Australia.
In Australia, it's plastic. Right. What anniversary is plastic?
That's great.
There has to be a plastic in here somewhere. Okay, year two. Do you know what either traditional or modern are? The color for the last one was gold or yellow.
Gold or yellow.
Yeah, whatever. We don't care.
It's like clothing, apparel or something like that, right?
Cotton is traditional and China is modern.
China, that's a huge country. How can you afford it in your second year?
Yeah, no, you have to be saving up to go on that holiday, don't you? Yeah.
That's a lot. What's the color?
Clothing. I was going to say any kind of linens would also fit, which is not really sexy. Oh, maybe some new sheets for the bed.
Oh, matching exciting. Robes.
Yeah.
Or underwear that matches.
And red. Red is the color.
Red robes.
Yeah.
Red robes.
I like red robes.
Red robes.
Robes or ropes?
Robes. Because with a B.
Ropes with a P might also work.
Are they cotton?
I don't know. I mean, they can be, but they're probably not the best for shibari. They're
like shibari?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Is it jute?
No. I don't think it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like cotton would probably not be the best, though.
But yeah. Matching sexy robes.
Okay.
Or underwear.
Yeah.
Matching underwear.
Lingerie, things like that.
Nice sheets.
Yeah. I like nice sheets.
But nice sheets might be silk or satin, which isn't cotton. And I mean, that might be in China. China is.
Take a trip to China, huh?
Yeah. Or find a nice strip club where next in the stage is China.
I was thinking that, yeah. Okay, so third year. Oh, this is easy. Traditional,
No idea.
Leather.
Yeah.
Modern is crystal or glass, and the color is jade or white. Come on, those are different.
Oh, my God. Jade or white. This is dumb. So green or white.
Yeah.
That's it. No more colors.
No more colors. So leather.
Flogger.
Crystal, I was going to say leather, absolutely. Flogger.
Harness.
Some kind of kink thing. Also glass. You can go glass dildos, glass, you know.
Yeah.
Boys like that.
Decanters for bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like year three is like we could load up on gifts. This feels like an easy one. But yeah, definitely I'm all on the flogger paddle train.
Yeah, the paddle train. That's the sound of the Angela working on the paddle train.
If I have harnesses, I like glass dildos, decanters for your bourbons, all works. Fourth year, year four. What? Well, I'm going to go to the other side on this one because this one's...
What was it?
Well...
What's so bad?
It has, okay, it has one in the UK and one in the US for traditional.
What? Are they that vastly different?
They are.
Or are they like the same word?
No, they are. And then there's the modern is okay. So traditional, the other site agrees with the UK, which I mean, the UK is older than the US.
They are.
You know.
And they're stodgier.
Yeah.
Sorry, UK people.
So that one is linen or silk.
Okay, the sheets again.
So there's your sheets. Yeah. So maybe hold off on the sheets in the second year. Maybe do some lingerie and robes and things like that. And then get your sheets in year four. So hopefully you've got some, like, at least some sheets to use until year four.
Yeah.
But then the U.S. is flowers or fruit. Weird.
Flowers okay. or fruit.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Let's not do that one. And then year four, the modern theme is appliances. I hear vibrators.
Oh, I was thinking like a dishwasher.
Well, we did just
buy sexy, one. A sexy, sexy dishwasher.
We did just buy one, and it's actually really sexy because it's super quiet.
Oh, my God. It's running right now. Can you hear it, people? No.
No, all you hear is the train and the dog chewing on his toy.
Yeah, that's the dog chewing.
Yeah.
I guess a nice vibrator.
I think vibrators, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like vibrating butt plug or something. That kind
one of. One of those big ones that's like a fuck machine.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And does an appliance have to be like...
Like a Sibian type
So thing. Is a sex swing an appliance or sex furniture?
I tend to say furniture.
Okay.
Because this does say appliance, parentheses, electrical.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say that in this regard, a sex swing is furniture. I would still classify it as furniture. Like if I was looking at an adult website and I was looking for a swing, I would look for furniture.
Fine.
Can you make a justification for otherwise?
Because some people who have been married 4 years really want a sex swing, and they might just need this justification from our podcast. Maybe. Angela, why don't you start thinking about other people?
Okay, year five. I feel like the traditional one is going to be super easy.
I only know this because of our Discord server, and it's wood.
It is wood.
Yeah.
And then modern is silverware.
Silver wood.
So, I mean, wood, I think we all know where that we're going with that one.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe I've got your present in my pocket. Would you like to see it? Would you like me to take it out? How about Pinocchio?
Uh-huh.
Lie to me, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
That's easy.
Yeah, that one's
They also
easy.
Make really nice wood dildos, though.
Well,
I really feel like every year could be a dildo.
Well, also the other things you could do with that, because we have one out in our living room, is an inappropriate like charcuterie board.
That's right.
So it's like one of them's in the shape of a butt. One of them, I think, is a penis.
Yeah.
So you can get like inappropriate things like that, which are kind of fun.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't have much for silverware.
Silverware. The Enjoys.
Mm.
They're silver. And they're hard to wear.
Okay. We'll go with that.
You know, that's like a silverware.
Yeah. I'm good with that. And then moving on to year six, we have some of these sites.
I love when you growl. You sound like Marge Simpson. Oh, homie.
Well, one of them. So basically, it's either iron or candy. Like, those are two very different things. That's traditional, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, candy says UK, iron is US, but iron or candy, like, I don't, that's very different.
I mean, you could get like some chocolate covered cherries and strawberries, which is also for your, you know, leftovers from your third anniversary in the US, maybe, I don't know, and you move to the UK. But then you rub them over your partner's body.
Mm-hmm.
And eat.
No, I'm good with the candy side of things. Like, I absolutely get how to incorporate candy.
A little erotic sculpture.
Okay, there we go. And then the modern is wood, which we just covered wood.
The 2 years in a row?
No, well, one was traditional, one's modern. Oofed. See?
Who decided this? Who changed these things?
I don't know. We'll have to look up the history of this. But I do feel like because there is some duplication and things like that, like if you're actually going to go down this road with your partner, pick one, traditional or modern. Don't switch between them because it's so fucking confusing. All right. Year 7. We have wool or copper is traditional. So nice, like, wool sweater. Maybe if you're, like, going to go skiing, so you can, like, cozy up a wool blanket. If you live somewhere cold.
Blindfolds.
Yep. Blindfolds. Hopefully you're not thinking about a copper blindfold.
Maybe a sheep.
If you live on a farm and you want some sheep.
Yeah.
If you're in New Zealand.
I got this just for you.
You. Oh, does. Oh, no, it actually says wool. No, I was like, does that mean you can have lamb chops? But no.
We had a sheep, I would name him Ed.
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
And then the modern is like pens or stationary desk sets.
Yes, of course, because of the penis mightier. The penis mightier.
I was thinking so you could use it to write your erotic story for your partner.
But yeah. You wrote that in the first year.
But you could have more than one erotic story in your life.
I mean, I guess. I would just get a penis pump and make the penis mightier joke. Sorry, darling, I misread it.
Right. Okay. Year 8. We have... What is up with these two things, this or this, and they're so vastly different?
Well, maybe it's for like rich people and poor people.
Maybe. So salt?
That's for poor people.
Or bronze?
That's for rich people.
That's the traditional, salt or bronze. So salt, they have the really nice like Morton salts and whatever those ones are that you use on things?
No, Angela, you just have a lot of sex and then be like, all right, lick me.
That too.
I ran a mile or a kilometer. 2.4 kilometers.
I mean, that works for me because I just like salt. So like put salt on anything and I will absolutely eat it.
Noted.
We had a Rice Krispies last night that has salt in them. And
let's pause right here and talk about that. So folks, we made a recipe last night that I really feel you need to know about. I took Rice Krispie treats and I adultified them. I added them into the adult category. How did I do this? I took, you know, Rice Krispie treats. It's butter. It's like 6 cups of Rice Krispies or Rice Bubbles, wherever you are, and like a bag of marshmallows. So to the butter, I added some milk powder so that it would burn or darken and make brown butter sauce. Then before I put in the marshmallows, I put a shot and a half of really nice bourbon. Yeah, you heard me right. Bourbon. Then the marshmallows. And then I mixed it all up and I threw the Rice Krispies in there and I dumped them out into a buttered dish. And then I put Morton salt on it.
It was so good.
Big, crunchy salt. It was good.
Like, all of that added so much, but I don't think I expected the salt to add as much as it did.
It was honestly the best Rice Krispie treat I have ever had.
Yeah, it was absolutely the best I've ever had.
We ate an entire dish. There was 4 of us, but we ate the entire dish.
Yeah. Yeah, I also just think that in general, I need a lot of salt.
Yes.
But, yeah. Do you have anything for bronze? Bronze statue?
Spray tan. So I look good naked.
And then you go to Desire. And
Hello, I am a bronze Adonis.
Yeah, and then you go to Desire and you're out in the sun with everybody and like look pretty.
Okay, that works. Yeah.
Okay, and then modern is linen or lace?
Well, lace is easy. Linen, we already bought you sheets. How many sheets do people need?
Lace is lingerie. That's easy. Yeah. Like, you know, there's lots and lots of lace lingerie out there. And lace panties. I like lace panties on you. Year 9, we have pottery.
Is that all of it?
Yeah. That's the traditional is pottery.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
One of those little things that you put a little tea light candle in.
Yeah.
And you put a little pottery dish on top of, and you put your massage oil in there, and it warms your massage oil.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was also thinking that I've seen some places where you can have, like, You can make ceramic dildos.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
That would be good. Yeah, but I like the for warming air massage oil. That's very sensual. And then the modern is leather. So if you were traditional, we already did that in year three.
And if you're a leather enthusiast, suddenly you're modern.
You've had a change of heart. Like we've gone from traditional to modern.
Yes.
Okay, year 10. I love this one. Is tin or aluminum?
Oh, aluminium.
Yes. No, because it actually says aluminum, U.S.
That's great.
But I like that 10 is 10.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Somebody thought they were really clever there. What do you get somebody who's 10? What's sexy as 10? A hat. Tin foil hat.
I was going to say maybe like a container to keep your toys in. I don't know anything really out of 10.
Yeah. You know what? Just skip 10. It doesn't. You know, like.
The modern for year 10 is diamonds. Well, so easy. Diamond butt plug.
Once again, it's Poe or Rich.
Diamond butt plug, Bradford. Diamond butt plug.
It's Diamante.
Or what was the, I don't even know if they still do it, but I know that like for a long time, Victoria's Secret did like the diamond bra every Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do.
That nobody could ever actually buy.
We're rich people.
Yeah. Well, we like super rich people. Yeah.
Yeah. But not us.
No,
not us. By the way, I'm starting a charity called Save the Bradfords. It's the Save the Bradfords Foundation. Saving Bradfords, one Bradford at a time, starting with me. I'm Bradford.
I'm sure we'll find other Bradfords to save as well.
I'm sure. But it's going to take a lot to save me. I'm critically endangered.
So true. And sometimes you're more endangered than others.
I'm in danger.
Okay, year 11. So we've made it through the first decade. We've done well. We've at least gotten gifts enough to keep us together for this time. You know, hopefully everything else is good too, but at least gift giving, you're on par.
Right. But if it's not your love language.
Well, then you go online and you find handy dandy guides or you listen to this podcast for a guide as to what to get your partner.
There you go. You're welcome.
We're here to help. Year 11, steel.
Handcuffs.
I mean, that works. Steel. Yeah.
With an E or an A?
E.
Okay, good.
Well, two E's, actually.
Either way, you can get handcuffs.
Yeah. So that's the traditional is steel. And then modern is fashion, jewelry, and accessories. So go out to a nice party, get yourself some fashion jewelry, some accessories, and wear your handcuffs.
For a brief moment, I thought that you said fascist.
No.
It's like, what a strange gift. Fascist jewelry.
Fashion.
Angela, maybe.
Fashion.
Yes, I get it now.
Yeah.
I just wasn't really listening.
Yeah, maybe you should listen. Put your listening ears on.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, and then we're going to move on to 12. Year 12. Really? I feel like there's duplications along here. Anyway.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess after a while, you need new linens.
Oh my God. How many linens do we need?
I mean, just we didn't buy them since year four, so it's been 8 years.
I mean, fair enough. You know, this is the most practical list. I've actually never read this, so it's like, all right.
So that's the traditional is linen or silk. So again, we get some nice, you know, silk sheets and things, linens.
Or a spider.
Or a spider, then you could just make your own all the time, you know. Yeah, employ a spider.
I am Spider-Man.
I mean, can I get Spider-Man for year 12?
That, yeah, I know, right?
We're off, right?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
That's what it sounds like when you orgasms. Spider-cum.
I'd like to find out in person. Year 12 modern is pearls.
Anal beads.
Yes, I was going there.
Your face was just...
I was like, you're getting there. You're going to do it.
Pearl anal beads. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I love that one.
It was Ariel's favorite sex toy.
Okay, year 13. Apparently, we need more lingerie because we're back to lace.
I mean, after how many years was the last one?
It's worn out.
Angela, our bodies change.
Yeah, it's fine. So we need some more lingerie by year 13. You know, keep it interesting. And ooh, or modern is textiles or furs.
Oh, I do like, I like rabbit fur gloves.
Yeah, rabbit fur gloves, or get yourself a furry, or you know, go find go find a bear.
Get yourself a furry. Hi, yes, I'm looking for a furry.
Or find a bear. You know, they got nice fur. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like Leo, grr, he's more of an otter, but I still like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, something to hold on to there. Year 14. Ooh, we have three asterisks after this one. I have to scroll down and find out what these asterisks are.
If you've made it this far, you truly like this person.
I see what it is. Okay, so year 14. The traditional is ivory.
Ooh, soap.
Yes, I think that's a better alternative. The asterisks say, although ivory is the traditional material for a 14th wedding anniversary, it is a poor choice ethically due to the decline of elephant populations. Instead, gifts that feature an elephant theme are an appropriate alternative.
A big trunk dildo.
Yes.
From that, was it the Dragons? Not Imagine Dragons, that's the band.
It has dragons in it.
It's like Angry Dragon.
Bad Dragon?
Bad Dragon, there it is.
Okay, and then the modern is gold jewelry. Do nipple clamps count as jewelry? You can get some gold nipple clamps.
You could. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
I'm in.
Okay. Year 15. This feels like a big one.
Feels like it should be. We have an affinity to divisible by fives.
I know. That's why the one cut off afterwards and went to every 5 years, one list. All right, so 15. Traditional is crystal. Modern is watches.
So it's like one, year one, but on the wrist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. This is a time to get new Apple Watches and then put like sexy pictures of each other on there.
That's a good one. I mean, and after 15 years, you should have some sexy pictures of all the lingerie that you've had over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And your sheets.
And laying in those silk sheets. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could say, hi, I'd like to introduce you to Crystal.
Now it's time to open up the relationship. Yes. After 15 years, it's time.
If you haven't done it by now, come on.
Yeah, come on. Okay, so 16. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Silverware.
Silverware.
And then modern is silver. So apparently we're just going to nom-nom.
Silverware.
No, we're just going to nom-nom our way through 16.
Yeah. There's cutlery in the kitchen. That's where the cutlery is.
I know. I'm just trying to think of, like, what to do sexy with silver. I mean, actually, if you have, like, I guess depending on what your silver is made out of, you can use it for, like, electro play and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or with silver, you could just, like find a silver surfer dildo.
Yeah.
Or it's the rich person's version of the Enjoy.
Yeah.
No longer steel. It's now silver.
Well, I was thinking.
I'm assuming silver is safe to put inside your body.
Maybe. Put a condom on it. I don't know. But no, I was just thinking like with like forks and things like that, like a lot of kitchen things like that you can use for like sensation play.
Sure.
So yeah, could work for that. All right. 17. Here you go. You had to wait a long time, Bradford. Furniture. Now you get your sex swing.
Okay. I'm going to pick a chair. No, we've got sex swings. We've got liberator furniture, a massage table,
mm-hmm.
cleaning chairs,
mm-hmm. wedges. Yeah,
all the liberator stuff. Yeah. We're just looking around the room, calling things out because I just saw all those things.
A massage table.
Yeah, I already said that.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
See, well, maybe you should put your listening ears on.
No, I was putting my furniture thinking hat on. Beanbag as well. So grimace. Yeah. Yes, furniture's an easy one, but you had to wait 17 years. I hope you had comfy floor in the meantime. You at least had a bed with some nice sheets on it, so, you know.
for some of the years. Other times, it was mostly holy sheet.
Oh, nice. And then number 18, year 18, porcelain.
Like, do they make porcelain dildos?
I don't know.
I mean, like, honestly, every year is a dildo. Is it a dildo? Do they make a dildo?
Do they have, like...
Oh, how about those Greco-Roman dishes that had people having sex on them?
Yeah.
Replicas of that.
Yeah.
Not the real things. I wouldn't get the real things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say some kind of dishes like that or, yeah, some, like, you know, kinky suggestive dishes. Also, is there anything that you can... Can you use porcelain under candles?
you can use anything like that once.
Yes, I know, but routinely?
I don't know.
I don't either. Okay, so maybe not. If you don't know, don't do it.
That's correct.
19? What?
I was just going to say, this is the perfect time to fuck up people who are like, don't do this, Bradford, but let's take a break right in the middle of the number. And it's not even a round, like, it's not an even number. It's not a round number. It's a prime number. We're taking a break during a prime number.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
If you happen to be down in Melbourne this week, you can go see Curious Humans Game at PAX. So, Curious Humans Game, so much fun. Lots of laughs, lots of shouts. There's morbid humans, there's deviant humans, there's kinky humans, and then there's Aussie humans. Or you can go for the base game, which is Curious Humans. Where do you get it? Go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBI for 10% off. And yeah, you won't regret it. Are you listening to this podcast and thinking, wow, I need to buy my partner a gift, or partners, gifts, or Bradford and Angela, gifts? Well, if your anniversary of this podcast is coming up on something, you can get us anything from adamandeve.com. Adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBI, BYTHEBI, and you will get one item at 50% off, free shipping. 6 videos on demand, some extra things thrown in your box, and lots of moans of joy for in perpetuity. Yeah, that's right. Perpetuity. AdamandEve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBI. BYTHEBI. Get a gift for yourself as well. So we were at 19 and a half.
Yeah. So 19 and a half, we're going bronze. Ugh,
the Bronze Age. Like, we already have bronze.
Yeah,
we got tanned.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, can we find like a sculpture to put in the apartment or your house or wherever you live? But find some kind of sexy sculpture,
like a tent. If you live in a tent,
I mean, yeah, it'll keep it weighted down, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right, number 20, China or platinum? So again, we go to the stage to find China.
I'm bored. We keep doing the same things. China, like little China dolls, but make them sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy China dolls.
Doing inappropriate things.
Role-playing China dolls.
Yep.
Doing inappropriate things.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find those.
I'm sure. Go to the internet.
Wish.com. Okay, 21 is brass or nickel. I got you a nickel. I was going to say, do they even make those anymore?
Brass nipple clamps?
Yes. We're repeating here, because then 22 is copper.
All right, let's jump up to 25. What's 25?
Oh, but wait, 24 is musical instruments. I can do the skin flute.
That's correct.
I can
roll over and I'll bang your bongos. or you could make a sexy mixtape. You know, first you have to find a tape deck. And then you have to find some tapes.
There's probably some people too young out there to even know what you're saying.
Okay. Make a sexy mix CD. You know, just make a playlist.
Make a playlist. Yeah.
If you're looking for one, you can use We're Probably Gonna Bang on Spotify, written by the by.
I used that last night.
It's great.
Mm. Okay, so 25 is silver.
Ugh.
We've been through silver a few times.
We have.
Yeah.
I've got so much silver.
Ooh, 26 is a good one.
Okay.
Pictures. You go for sexy photo shoot together.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so go for a sexy photo shoot together.
A boudoir.
Or if you don't want to go do a boudoir photo shoot, if you're too shy or too poor, just set something up at home and like take photos of each other.
Yeah.
And use a tripod and take photos together. But or, you know, employ a sexy friend to hold the camera for you.
Not your children.
I said a sexy friend.
Your children could be sexy, and after 26 years, they know that you've probably had sexy.
No, true, fair enough. But yeah, I think that's a good time for a photo shoot at that point. Yeah. I mean, also before, but yeah, definitely 26. And then 27, sculptures. You can sculpt each other.
Sculpt me like one of your French women.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that is important because the last thing you want to do is take your partner for granted.
Nice. Well done.
Thanks.
And then we have 28, orchids and lavender. 29 is again furniture. So whatever sex furniture you didn't get before.
Get it now.
Get it now.
I like the idea of orchids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have something else in the house that I'll kill. Unlike this joke, bada boom.
We have one and it's still alive.
Ish.
Because it's
limping along.
Well, I was going to say it's humid enough here at the moment, but it'll get better over the summer.
You could get a new orchid for every sexy friend you have.
Wow, we'd have a lot of orchids.
We live in a jungle.
30 is pearls and diamonds.
More anal beads.
Anal beads and butt plugs.
Can you imagine diamond anal beads?
No, I was thinking pearl, anal beads, diamond butt plug.
Right. But can you imagine though?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then we go to 35 is coral and jade. Coral, come down to Australia and go snorkeling at the reef.
That's right.
Go to the Great Barrier Reef.
Don't, coral makes me think of Walking Dead. Don't do it, Coral. So sorry.
And then 40 is Ruby.
Oh, again, it's a human name.
Yeah.
Just find Aunt Ruby and there you go.
And then 45 is Sapphire.
Oh my God, it's literally, we're just next going to a strip
stage.
Club.
Next on stage.
We've got ruby, sapphire, cinnamon.
I mean, yeah, and we keep going after. So 50 is gold, 55 is emerald, 60 is diamond.
So what's after 60? You dead.
You dead.
You dead.
You dead. Okay, so we've gone through 60 years of marriage. There's nothing after that. You stop buying each other gifts. You just are each other's gifts because you're still there.
Wow. God, that's, I mean, it's cute, funny, and depressing all at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's like Q-fun-sing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're coming up on 10 here soon.
Right, I have to give you some 10.
Just give me 10 orgasms in a day. How about that?
10? You need 10?
10.
10.
10.
10.
Give me 10.
10. 2 high fives. Yes, ma'am.
Will do. Okay, so looking at very briefly where this idea even came from. So,
Hallmark.
I mean, you're not far off the mark. It is not Hallmark. But so according to this website, which is eternityrose.com.au, that's one of the ones I was looking at. The other one is giftsaustralia.com.au. Doesn't really matter. They all kind of have something very similar for the history of. Basically, it says that gift giving on wedding anniversaries has been around since the medieval period. So in the Holy Roman Empire, husbands would give their wives a silver garland to mark the 25th anniversary and a golden wreath at 50. So two big, nice round numbers. Apparently nothing in between.
Two big, nice round reefs.
And then in the 20s, Emily Post, we know.
Oh my God.
Emily Post, she's an American writer, attempted to solve the issue of what gift to give on the occasion of an anniversary by drawing up lists of anniversary themes in a book entitled Etiquette, published in 1922. Have you seen this book?
Yes.
Yeah, I was given a copy when I was a teenager by a church member. Thank you.
I was given a copy of it as a teenager by a family member. So I think that's worse. I don't know if it was like, you have a problem. Get your shit together, Bradford.
Yeah. But only in that book, in the book Etiquette Family Post, only some anniversary years were included. So it was the first, the fifth, and then every fifth year up to 25. Again, the nice round numbers. Yeah. And then in 1937, the American National Retail Jewelers Association added,
oh my God, Hallmark,
added additional years to the list, including all the years up to 14, because I figure that, you know, you probably have a good chance of getting to 14 at least. And then every
15th year, you get a divorce.
And then every fifth year, up to 50 years of marriage. And then more recently, the contemporary list was created. So I don't really know who did or what group, or if it was just a collective thing that did the contemporary list.
I did see one list where, like, in the 40s, like, one of the gifts was groceries. And I'm like, wow, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Wow. I didn't see that one. Yeah. So, yeah, basically just, what are we going to get each other? Let's make a list and let's share this list with everybody else. And let's make it a thing. And it's a thing.
Yeah.
See, if you have an idea, it can always be a thing.
It's true. And if your idea involves gouging people for more money, then you're going to do better.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. So I know that we're not both big gift people. And I'm getting better with it because we have more gift people in our lives now.
It's true.
So I'm getting better with it. But, like, how do you feel on an anniversary? What would you rather have? Would you rather have, like, a traditional gift, a modern gift, something else? I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to pick ultra modern and be like, I don't know.
A thoughtful gift instead?
I would rather just have a blowjob. I don't know. It's one of those things, like, I do like the idea of constraining to a theme, right? So, like, the first year being paper, that's kind of cool because you could, like, a board game could fall into that, or a book.
I do like that.
A magazine subscription, if they still do those, but, like, back in the day. But, you know, I like that kind of the thoughtfulness of it. Mm. But at the same time, I'm also like, I'd rather let's just go on a weekend, or let's just go out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, and I think it depends on what it is, too, because, I mean, this is also my ever-practicalness here, but if it's something that is either, like, very thoughtful, you know, like you said, like a book that you've written or something that you've done, then I very much appreciate that. Or if it's something like when we get to the leather years, like floggers, those are super useful and super fun.
For us.
Yeah. Very useful, very fun. Harnesses, you know, if that's your thing, can make you look really sexy, can make you feel sexy. So I think, like, you know, I would take those and try to work it into your life, obviously, but yeah, I don't know. Like, at that point, I'm okay. Like, I think gifts are good. But at the same time, I'm kind of with you. It's like, I'd rather just have some time together, go for a weekend away, or do something like that. Like, some kind of an adventure. Even if it's a, I'm going to say, quote-unquote, cheesy kind of thing around town or something, you know? Like, it's still fun to get out and do things.
Yeah, I like, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like gifts, but I find that most of the gifts that I get, I don't actually use. They just sort of sit there. And I'm like, oh, I mean, it's nice because it always makes me think of the person. So I guess that's, is that the point of the gift?
Yeah, I think, and I'm just kind of thinking about this here now, but I think my one of my bigger problems with gifts and why maybe I'm not necessarily traditionally a gift person is because I associate gifts with we have to get something because it's Christmas, it's a birthday, it's a holiday, it's a whatever. And you have to get a thing for everybody in your life that is important. And I would rather get something for someone when I see it and think of them. I would rather they give me something that is meaningful to me, to us, you know, to them, like to our relationship. Like, I think I, that's what it is about gifts is I just think back to, you know, just getting gifts for the sake of getting gifts. And I don't like that, but getting gifts that are meaningful or useful or something, but just that actually have something behind them, some thought behind them. That's what I like. So I think that's where kind of the distinction for me in that there's been a shift from, you know, younger times of gifts are just a thing you do because you're supposed to and you have to no, gifts are actually something that are meaningful to you, to your relationship, to the person. And there's something a little bit deeper to it.
And ultimately now we both are sort of that mindset of, I don't get you a gift because it's an occasion. I get you a gift because you popped into my mind when I saw something and I go, oh, I'm just going to get that. And then I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I struggle with occasion gifts, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just buy something for somebody when I see something that makes me think of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's a fun little exercise, though. And
it's
interesting to see, I think, the difference between the traditional gifts and the more modern gifts. And
yeah, it is kind of, again, it does just feel like a Valentine's Day thing. Mm. Like, let's just, I'm surprised we don't have April Fool's Day cards now.
Oh, there probably are. Have you ever
looked? God, I just had an idea for an April Fool's Day card where it says Happy April Fool's Day, but it's glued shut. I might be creating this. Uh-huh. Check out Bradford's website. April Fool's Day cards are us. Spoiler alert, it doesn't exist. Every day is April Fool's Day.
It could exist.
Yeah, but no, that's the joke. You're typing it in. Right. Like, yeah, it's there. Just use checkout code by the by.
I love it.
So we want to thank our dear moderator over in North America who gave us this idea. It was a fun project to throw together. If you want to suggest your own ideas for the podcast, join us on our Discord channel. All you have to do is support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast. And you can hop right on our Discord. You can also email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com or message us on our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Facebook and on the Instagram. Go to our website, www.bythebuy.com.au, where you can contact us through the submissions page. You can see what events we're going to be at and what we're hosting. And you can just find a little bit more out about us. So thank you very much. Buy gifts. Don't buy gifts. Just be nice humans. And we'll see you next week here on By the By.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.